The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
How much control over your social media should your partner have? Should they have control at all? Well, we're going to discuss that today inside the podcast. I know everything about DJ Automatic's social media, passwords, everything. Well, I don't know because I forget them. But you've never stopped me from going through your stuff.
No, I don't care if you go through my phone. I don't got anything to hide.
But it's different because you guys are...
Like married.
Yeah.
For,
so
like
really if you're freshly dating a new person, you can't
That's
trust
weird to
them
go through somebody else's
all
phone.
That
yeah.
information. That's just a weird thing to do.
Because you don't even know if you're going to be with them. Exactly. Especially
I
if you,
through my friend's new man's timeline. What are you talking about? You want to know their history.
Yeah, but you don't have like you don't have access to his DMs and stuff like that. Look at you. You're going down his timeline without full access.
Here, I got a question for you, Aunt. Would you rather have your new girl know about your DMs, be able to look at them, or be able to look at your bank account?
I'm gonna have to go with my bank account. There's a lot more honesty in there.
Let's start today's episode now. We had to work all weekend. In fact, we worked on Sunday, and Anthony revealed to us that he thinks he was sick. And Automatic this Tuesday morning wakes up and says, I think I'm sick. I think we're just tired, so we're going to pretend vacation right now, okay? Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday.
Didn't have to air out all my stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I was going
to
say it. Thank
That's
you.
That's not
yeah.
what we talked about. No. What we were going to talk about.
I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I'm Anthony A., non-contagious anymore.
Oh, yeah.
No, none of us had COVID or anything like that. I just want to pretend vacation. I think everyone in this room, along with everybody who's listening, is tired. It's called end of year burnout. When the kids are out of school
for some reason.
We're not
even close to the end of the year.
It doesn't matter. End of the school year burnout. Okay, Automatic? So I am taking a vacation right now, and I am going to Italy.
All right.
And when we're there, DJ Automatic is going to take me to the Vatican. Not because I'm, you know, this religious person, but because it's one of the most beautiful places on earth. And I want to see the Sistine Chapel, and I want to see all of the art. And then I want to go have some wine and take a siesta.
Fancy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude.
You are fancy. I mean, right? Hopefully we can afford all that. Jeez.
It's my dream.
For my dream, I think I'm going to go travel to the cold and flu aisle of CVS since I'm
Anthony,
sick all the time.
I think I'm going to go back to bed for my dream.
You guys are no fun.
I'm just wishing for better health. That's what I'm doing.
Pretend that you are on a vacation right now. Where are you going? Money's no object. And tweet us at Dana Cortez, at DJ Automatic, at Anthony A. Now let's get into National Day.
Before we get into National Day, doesn't Italy Automatic, you've been, right?
I've never been, no.
Oh, you've never been? Okay, no. I heard it's like a lot of rats and pretty dirty around the Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower's in Paris.
It's like,
that's in France. That's a whole
that's
different country.
That's a different country.
Okay. All right, see, I can't even dream past CVS. There it is. All right, there it is.
We gotta take Anthony to get a passport and take this man.
Yeah, we gotta take you to Europe.
First of all, stay away from me, I'm sick. All right, we'll start with Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
Hey! Ooh, I bet they have some good gelato in Italy.
And we also have Global World Caring Day. All right, care
so
for one another.
So we just gotta act like we care.
Yeah, dude, care for another. You know,
show
some empathy, sympathy for somebody else.
You should do that. You should practice that daily. We'd be a lot better place,
especially if they're sick. we'll wrap it up on National VCR Day.
Oh my gosh! I remember when my aunt Sylvia got her VCR, and we used to go to her cousin's house because she was a rich one in the family. I was so jealous, but I loved the movies. I would sit there and pop them in and just watch them all day. You know. Our house, we never had a VCR. I didn't get a VCR until I moved out.
Damn, dude.
I know.
We grew up with a lot of like VHS tapes around the house, but I don't really remember having DVD player, really.
I remember we got a DVD player pretty early because my mom worked at this company called Stereophile. And
Flex Automatic. Yeah. Flex on that.
I take it back. You know what? The one VHS I do remember having is Jerry Maguire.
Do you know what? Hold on. You know what VHS I did have and it burned because my dad's house burned down? Was the Little Mermaid that had on the
that's
cover.
That's worth something.
It was a lot of, yes! And it burned!
Should have sold
and
that
hell
one.
Where it belongs!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Should your partner have control of your social media? That's the question. One of our listeners says that her man, after 6 months, he wants to make sure that she posts a picture of, you know, them as a couple. Now as her avatar. Her profile pic's got to be them.
Yo.
And he wants access and he wants to be able to approve what she posts. Oh. I think that's a bit much.
He should just put a chain around her neck that says property of.
Yeesh, automatic. I don't know about that.
But it's fair to voice something when you're not comfortable with it.
If
she's posting things that, you know, he feels like would lead other men on to think she's not in a relationship. And if that's not, you know, don't be doing a disservice to yourself by not being honest to yourself because you're afraid of how the other person is going to react.
I found a sex therapist that writes for the New York Times. Her name is Vanessa Marin. And she says there's several things when it comes to social media. When you're in a relationship, there's rules that you got to follow. Number one, you should definitely have access to each other's social media, but that doesn't mean control. Because access builds trust.
Yeah, of course.
Define access. Yeah, is that like passwords and stuff?
Yes,
Anthony. Oh, no.
I mean, I don't have any problem. Dana can go through my phone right now. I don't got anything to hide.
But we're married. Anthony can't keep a relationship longer than you can keep ice cream in the summer.
I'm not for that because people go digging. How far back are you going to log into my stuff and go digging? I'm speaking for myself, too. If you give me your passwords, I want to know who's doing your DMs.
Why would you dig? I don't care about what happened before.
No, you would dig. Come on, dude.
Yeah. And then you start making up stories in your head. You're right. It's not a good thing.
The amount of prying that you do into my dating life, trust me, if somebody gave you their passwords and all their DMs, you would be digging, dude.
There's one more piece of advice that this sex therapist has before I share it with you. Let's take a call first. Hi, who's this?
This is Marie.
Okay, Marie, go ahead, girl.
I think she should dump him because he's right. That is a sign of being controlling. Yeah, 6 months is a long time, but in reality, it's not over a year. It's not a long time. They don't have kids together. I mean, that's a red flag. If he's trying to control that now, that'll, you know, show eventually what he's going to try controlling more in the future. And I think she would make a big mistake if she stood.
Dang, do you think it's worth breaking up over this early in a relationship?
No.
Somebody wants control of your social media, you better put my picture up there with you. It is kind of weird.
No, you're right. That is weird.
And from his side, too, if you got to ask for it, come on, dog. Like, you already got your answer. You know what I'm saying? She don't want to post you.
That can lead to a very dangerous situation in the long run. That happened to me on a Facebook account where an ex of mine deactivated my account or completely changed everything so I couldn't get back into it. Luckily, I kept that profile on public, so I was able to save every photo from there, over 1,000 photos, back to my phone.
Okay, so finally, this sex therapist says that social media can impact relationships negatively if you're spending more time looking at your screen than your partner.
Oh.
So not only do you not want to give complete control to your partner, you also don't want to ignore them. You can feel jealous of Instagram.
Yeah, you can.
You know what I'm saying?
Which makes me just on the team of, you don't have to demand. Like, what this guy's doing by demanding that she uploads a photo, that's not good. But don't be afraid to voice something. Like, if you're uncomfortable with something or a picture that somebody posts, say something.
Yeah. So in today's dating world, if somebody posts your picture, what does that mean to you?
Of like me and them together?
Yeah. Together.
What? Like, let's say you guys went out on like a couple dates and she posts your picture.
Oh, dude. On the story or on the timeline?
On the timeline.
On the timeline, then that's pretty significant right there. That's you know, we're out in the fields. On the story, you know, it's a situation. But on the timeline, you know, if we're hugged
it's
up.
It's a relationship.
Right? Yeah, it's a relationship. And you let the whole world know.
It's a way to broadcast your love.
I love you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
In case you missed it, there is one thing that people do in a long-term relationship to avoid feeling taken advantage of, feeling taken for granted. And I thought this was so interesting. If you're with somebody, like in a committed relationship, you definitely want to hear this. In case you missed it, 3 stories you need to know. DJ Automatic, you go first.
So you're having trouble spelling certain words? You're not alone. Google Trends just released a map identifying the top spelling searches and the most spelled words state by state.
Give it to us.
All right. Florida misspells the word separate.
Oh.
Can you spell separate, Dana Cortez?
S-E-P-E-R-A-T-E. Is it S-E-P-A-R-A-T-E?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, there you go. I got it right the second time. That doesn't count. I lost.
California has trouble with the word tomato. Can you spell tomato, Anthony A?
Hell nah, dog. I don't even like tomatoes.
Well, take a stab at it.
Oh, I'm not Anthony. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Danny. You're doing it, dude. Are you going to make me spell?
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, okay, okay.
All right. Another one. In Texas, they can't spell normal. Can you spell normal, Anthony?
N-O-R-M-A-L.
Yes.
Yeah, dog.
And in Arizona, you can't spell scientist. So can you spell scientist, Ms. Dana Cortez?
S-C-I-E-N-T-I-S-T.
Ooh. Boom, boom, boom.
Okay, okay.
There we go.
Ooh. There's one word that always gets me. It's the word ought.
O-U-G-H-T.
Yes, DJ Automatic. It's the one that I cheated on when I was little.
Oh.
In fifth grade? I couldn't remember.
You're a cheating spelling bee champion?
I did. I gave myself 100 even though I misspelled that word. I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson. I'm sorry.
The scandal. All right, y'all. In case you missed it, a new survey says that 7 in 10 of us believe employers should offer mental health days in addition to sick days.
I think that's good. I like that.
So you know how we normally have sick days off? A lot of people are feeling like, yo, you need to offer some days for mental health. And on top of that, 78% of those people believe that it should be a week of mental health days per year, which I'm not that mad at.
Of course not, because you work with us. You want us to offer you that. I need 7 extra days off.
DJ Automatic, do you believe that a mental health day is enough day to take a day off from work?
Do I think, as your employer, no. But as your friend, yes.
I believe that it's absolutely 100% necessary. Don't you ever feel like you're just going and going and you stop sleeping right? You start feeling bad. You start, I'm honestly feeling almost depressed because you're so exhausted.
Right. And you're kind of just going through the motions. And in return, your work suffers.
It does. Well, you're less creative.
Yeah, I think we should just move to a 4-day work week.
Oh.
And then we get one day every week that we can take a little mental break.
Can we start that now?
No, probably not.
All right, in case you missed it, there is one thing that you need to do to make sure you don't take your partner for granted. Praise them every time they do something for you.
Oh.
Every time, because if you do that, they understand that you realize how much you appreciate them. I don't care if it's something like Automatic goes and picks up the dog poop. Thank you for doing that. Because somebody's got to do it. I don't care if it's, she folds your underwear and puts them in your drawer. Thank you for doing that. When you do that, your partner understands you're not taking them for granted. You truly love them and they feel appreciated.
That's a great message. And I think that's good for anybody in a new relationship right now
who's
in that infatuation phase. Well, you know, when you think nobody can do something wrong and you date with them for a while and all of a sudden you get into the real world experience and you got to remember what Dana said. You got to appreciate that person.
Well, what you start doing is you start picking at the things they don't do instead of appreciating the things that they do.
Dan and I have literally been married forever. Literally forever.
We have not been married forever, but we've been married
like
a long time.
Do you think I give you compliments enough? Do I acknowledge your things?
Let's ask an outside source. Anthony A., does Automatic give me enough compliments?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. When was the last time he complimented me?
I compliment your cooking every day. I tell you thank you for making me food all the time.
That is such a lie. We get home, you're like, what are you making today?
And then when you make it, I say, oh, that was great. Thank you.
Yeah, and then when you won that award, Automatic did like a big old long Drake post about you too. So that was really
cute. Yeah, so I do acknowledge you.
Constantly champions his wife.
Okay, Anthony, does she acknowledge me? Does she praise me?
I just want to go home, so yes. I just want to get out.
He's like, I need a mental health day.
I need a mental health day right now, guys. Please.
If you'd like me to share this study with you, send me a DM at Dana Cortez on Instagram. It is extremely in-depth, and I think it's a good idea to read this with your partner.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian could be taking their relationship to the next level. Am I talking marriage? Yes, I am. Let me break it down for you right now. It's the best gossip, the Daily Dirt, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
On this day in 1958, the greatest halftime Super Bowl performer of all time was born. Happy Angel Birthday, Prince.
Angelversary.
Angelversary, oh, Prince.
I agree with you.
Rain, purple rain, purple rain.
We also have Swae Lee, Fetty Wap, Iggy Azalea, and Allen Iverson celebrating their birthday.
When I think Allen Iverson, I think of Post Malone. And when I think of Post Malone, I think about Jack Harlow, who was at the Kentucky Fried Chicken drive-thru working in Atlanta. Listen to this.
I need y'all's money, man.
Be careful with this
Come on, bro.
Hey, Jack, man.
Hey, light on the ice. Light on the ice.
Obviously, Jack Harlow is the new face of Kentucky Fried Chicken, temporarily replacing the Colonel. They even put his head on a big bucket.
I saw that.
It's so cute. I think it's funny. I think it's funny. And good for him. Get that money, man. Speaking of getting that money, congratulations, Jenna Ortega. She is the star of Wednesday. It's Tim Burton's new series. She's a Mexican-American from Coachella Valley. And this woman looks exactly like Wednesday.
Yeah, right.
I freaked out when I saw the trailer. Oh, my gosh.
Wednesday kind of looks like a chola. you know, she kind of, I know a couple homegirls like that.
I love the Addams Family, and to see that they're going to do a spinoff of Wednesday.
And Tim Burton?
And Tim Burton's involved. I'm excited.
Oh, it's released later this fall. Can't wait. And then finally, Kim Kardashian was nowhere to be found when Pete Davidson was spotted with Saint West, you know, her son, and Rain, the son of Scott and Courtney.
Oh.
He just had them, you know, holding hands with them, and he took them to the mall to shop, and then they were all hanging out at the Cheesecake Factory.
Damn. I feel like Pete does some things to antagonize Kanye.
Bro.
Like, I think he stepped out there knowing that these photos were going to get taken, and, like, he's kind of just digging at him. Like, I think ever since the whole tattoo of the kid's initials, he's kind of just weird.
I'm going to agree with you.
Yeah.
I feel like it's premeditated.
Poke at him. This is the best. Kanye dissing him is the best thing for his career.
Premeditating being good to a man's child. Wow, what a bad guy. You guys are ridiculous.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh my gosh, this man ended up going to the hospital because he was experiencing piercing pain in his shoulders, and x-ray scans revealed he broke his neck while playing virtual games.
What the?
This gamer was playing so intensely, doctors claimed the 31-year-old's repetitive movements led to his neck being damaged and his vertebrae cracked. He cracked his own neck playing the game so hard.
When you get hurt playing video games, I think it's time for you to hang up the sticks, my guy.
It's time to put away the Guitar Hero.
Yo.
You're not going to make the esports cut, okay? You're done because you broke your neck. Remember this song?
Break your freaking neck, boy.
Maybe he was playing that when it happened.
Well, maybe he left his neck brace in the Uber. This past week, Uber released its annual Lost and Found Index, and the list reveals that some of the common and most unusual items left behind in the cars are not exactly what you expect. Of course, there's going to be phones, wallets, keys, headphones, and IDs, but some of the more unique items were one guy left behind his false teeth.
Ew.
Another guy left behind a tree trimmer.
What?
I can't believe somebody actually left their metal leg behind.
Oh my God, you don't leave your leg in an Uber.
You were drinking. Another person left behind a bucket of slime. And this one is by far the best. Some, I know this was a woman, left behind her CPAP machine.
Oh.
You know what a CPAP machine is? No. It's a whole thing that you put around your head when you have sleep apnea. My mom wears one.
That, I was going to say, are you blaming your mom for leaving her contraption in the
I've
Uber?
I've left my guts in an Uber before. All right, yo. You know, in the Dana Cortez Show, we love to celebrate entrepreneurs, and especially female entrepreneurs.
Absolutely.
And, well, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Stephanie Motto from 90 Day Fiancé. Yes, the woman who made $50,000 a week by selling her bottled up farts has now diversified her portfolio. She will now be selling boob sweat to those who desire it, ladies and gentlemen. Oh. And if you're wondering, how much does this boob sweat cost? Here's Stephanie.
Anywhere between $300 and $500.
Well, that's a lot
this
of money
isn't
right
easy.
There.
Actually, I'm finding that these bottles are harder to produce than the farts.
Harder.
You know, there is actually more risk involved. There's the sun.
You could
it's
run.
Hot. You can have heat stroke.
Oh my
gosh. Skin cancer runs in my family.
You know what else runs in her family? Big brains. Because she figured out a way to make some easy money.
Facts.
Off of bodily fluids and air.
Oh man, Chi-Chi's Christ.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were discussing relationships and social media. And one listener actually told Dana that her man demanded that they upload a photo of them together as a profile photo, which we didn't agree with. So we're going to give you three things you should never do on social media if you're in a relationship. I'd like to welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And automatically, the fact that he was demanding that she post. Come on, that's a red flag right
there. Well, it's kind of weird. Right. I mean, let the person post whatever they want to post on their social media.
But if your partner's posting something that you don't feel comfortable with, you should be able to voice that opinion and say, hey, this is how this makes me feel.
I will say this. I have to clear every photo with my wife before I post it. If she's in the picture, she has to, like, I have to text it to her. She has to be able to look at it over, you know, all the way over.
That should be a bonus rule right here, yeah. DJ Automatic. Thank you for that one, too. Homies out there, make sure your girl clears the photo before you post it.
You don't want to feel the wrath.
Oh, that's the worst, dude. When you think you got something all cute and stuff for her, you're like, oh, she's going to love this one. And the first thing she does is, oh, I look fat.
Exactly.
Oh, that always happens. All right. Another rule that you should abide by if you're in a relationship and you want to have successful love while maintaining a social media profile is keep the public affirmation to a low minimum.
Okay. Right? Nobody wants to watch your kissy, kissy little like love letters to each other.
Come on, chill, bro. Because it leads right into this next one. You should never do this. Never air out dirty laundry. Oh, that's messy, dude. You see that
on Facebook a lot.
A lot.
You see where they're like talking about how bad of a person they are, and then 2 weeks later they're back together and they're the best person that they've ever seen in their life.
On TikTok, they just do them with dance challenges. And the final thing you should remember if you want a successful relationship and you want to enjoy the world of social media is to never have a joint account.
All that means is somebody cheated.
Facts.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The lady that sells boob sweat is brilliant. People are like, she's so stupid. What?
Marketing
How
genius.
Is she stupid?
Dang,
she first was selling farts, and now she's selling sweat.
I mean, these are things.
She's basically selling air.
Anthony, you could be a multimillionaire. You sweat more than anybody I know.
If I could sell my sweat.
Nobody's going to buy your sweat.
Yes, you they will.
Maybe not at $500 a pop.
Well, maybe my new goal is to get so out of shape, I grow bigger moobs, and then I can sweat off my moves.
Nah, you could just do some undercarriage sweat.
Ew!
Some forbidden area sweat.
All right, here's more of the podcast.